opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It's Friday. Yes, Friday, the 15th of July. We're at halfway through the summer. I think today is halfway through the summer. 530-605-4567. 530 for all you people that are listening from out of the area that call us. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. It is about 7 minutes after the hour. Jared's here with us. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
How you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing well myself.
Yeah, good. I'm glad to hear that. You look spiffy today.
You got your hair cut. Ready to go back into the Colt 45s. Let's see. We have some home games coming up, don't we?
Yeah, starting tonight. Yeah.
Starting tonight. So you're the guy. You're involved with that.
I am.
And you like that? You're the go-to guy here in the studio.
Yeah, and I enjoy it. I think. I've grown to like baseball a little bit more.
Isn't it cool? Yeah, we really enjoyed
it.
I think we need to hit another home game this week.
You know what? While you're out tonight, I'm going to run down there.
And, all right, that'd be fun.
And that's what I'll have for dinner is a hot dog and a bottle of water.
Well, good morning, everybody, on this Friday morning. Yeah, right. It's 7:06 in the morning.
I should bring my ID just in case.
Yes, of course. 72 degrees. Currently, our highs today will be 105 with our lows tonight, 69. Tomorrow calls for a high of 99 with our lows of 67. Sunday is calling out for 94. We're under those triple digits on Sunday. With Sunday night, 65. Monday calls for a high of 88. So you can see the trend here is that we're going to be under triple digits. So this weekend, you know, make sure that your plants are watered early, that the pets are cool. You take your walks early, stay hydrated. You don't really want to be out in that high heat. But the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Today, give them a call at 365-3793. All right, it's Friday morning, which means
we have
Pet of the Week
with Spencer.
Hey,
good morning.
How you doing?
Wonderful.
Okay, so you have brought into us a very remarkable dog. She is sitting there, laying there. She's laying all over, in fact.
A brindle-colored.
And when she lays down, she lays all down.
Yes, so this morning I brought with me Nyla, who is a 4-year-old retriever mix. What she's mixed with, we're not quite sure. She is a little bit on the hefty side. She does need a diet, which we have started that for her.
This is a great time if you want to get, say you're out there and you want to lose a few pounds, or you want to go for a walk every day. Nyla is the one to go with you.
Yes. You know, she could afford to lose probably 30 or more pounds. She is rather large.
She's a huge dog.
She is a huge dog. But, you know, she's a wonderful dog. And even with her size, she's a very, very active dog. I've never seen a dog quite her size jump and bounce around and play the way that she does. She's a very playful girl. We have her rated for a home with kids 8 and older because she is so bouncy. It's not that she minds younger children. It's just that she'd plow them over and not even know that she had knocked them down.
Well, you know, she's come in here. She sat down. She licked Jared all over, tried to lick him all over his face. And now she's just laying down over there being really quiet. I know, and you gave her a hand signal. She just sat down.
Yes.
I mean, obviously she's bright and has been trained. Was found wandering around, and it wasn't like she was on the streets a long time. Either that or she found something to eat, you know.
Yeah, she does know all of her basic commands. She knows sit and down. We're working on shake with her. A really great dog all the way around.
Okay.
Amazing dog.
And she's got brindle colored. One paw, front paw is white. And the other one is brindle colored, and she feels to me like she's got a little shepherd in her.
Looks like a shepherd.
Yeah, you know, because she's so large, it's kind of hard to really tell what she's mixed with because you can't really see her figure in there very well.
But
Well, anyway, so what's happening at Haven Humane? You bring in Pet of the Week. Tell us what, where to go, what to do. Give us a little Haven Humane moment here.
So you could stop by our shelter. It's at 7449 East Side Road. We're a half mile south of Wind River Casino and Resort. Our phone number there is 530-241-1653. And then I want to remind everybody, if you have a pit bull out there, next month we're doing $20 pit bull spays or neuters. So give us a call. Schedule your appointment now. It's only limited spacing available.
It's a pity fix-it party.
Yes.
So, and if here's your chance to do it for $20. Now, she looks like she's got, on her paw, she's almost got that kind of coloring as a, almost like a
cattle dog.
Yeah, yes. That's what I was looking at. So, anyway, good dog, quiet, and she's friendly, and she's affectionate.
Yep, good with other dogs, good, great with cats.
Dog. Okay. All right, buddy.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you for having us.
You, of course, Spencer. You know, we love having you in here. And we're at 100%, everybody. Let's just keep this thing going.
Yes.
And we get these doggies and cats and snakes and rabbits and pigs, everything that he brings in.
Come adopt Nyla today.
There you go. All right. Let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning.
Thank you.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
We are peachy this morning.
Oh, well, I'm Sterling. That's a little bit above peachy, but you'll get there. Hey, listen, I wanted to follow up on the Carol Ferguson when I talked to her Tuesday. I mentioned that I had called out there three times, got three different people that gave me the excuse that my letter opposing the half-cent sales tax wasn't printed because I had a letter printed just a little while ago. It was, in fact, in May when my letter was printed. And there's a fellow named Bill Head that leans to the right, and he got the same excuse a couple months ago. Now, when I called out, the first excuse they gave me for not printing it is I had had my letter for a month. And when I refuted that, that's when they had to start checking the facts. And I felt like Carol was dodging the question and dodging the accusation when she said this was the Carl Bott show and she didn't want to get into that. I could call her privately.
Did you?
My position is you're on the show. Why don't you answer the questions?
Well, she did say is that now they are, it's no longer once a month.
The thing is, Carl, I had called a week ago, and that was the policy a week ago.
Well,
so they changed the policy.
They changed the policy
right there on the show, is my opinion.
I don't know if they did or not, but if
they did, well, I do. But listen, now I got a reply from Carol here on the computer. In fact, a week ago she said that they needed to check my facts, and it doesn't take that long to call City Hall. And here's what she wants to know: the city says a miscellaneous contribution level is 24%, and that. Safety is 44%. I read my letter to Anya the next day on the radio, and 44%, and I said it was 49%. Need to explain the discrepancy. Well, you know, I got my figures from Gary Cadd when he addressed the Patriot meeting a couple Mondays ago, and I believe that his figures are correct. And here's the second one. Where's the 20-year projection figure come from when I said that the CalPERS contribution was going up 10% in the near future? And I believe it was 2019 or 20 that it's going up to another 10% and going to stay there for 20 years. That comes from Gary Cadd, and I heard it also from Rob Rowan at a debate he had with Steve Byard, that they hadn't figured out how they were going to bring the unfunded liabilities up, and I assume that this is it. But the city says estimates beyond 5 years are unreliable, yet they give us an estimate on how much this tax is going to come in from 5 to 10 years. It seems like they're picking and choosing what they want to say.
And, well, they do, unless you pin them down.
Well, that was my reason for being there. Now, here's another good one. The source, if Reading doesn't fund these unfunded liabilities, the pension rate is 35%. That's what I said. The city of Reading, whoever their source is, claims it's 20%. I asked Gary Cadd that question at the meeting, and he gave me the 35% figure.
If I was you, I would have, I'd go to Gary Cadd and have Gary Cadd say to the city, okay, now which one of us is right?
and what the answer is then. Because Gary's giving you the numbers. The city's saying the numbers are different. So one of them is wrong.
Well, you know, that's absolutely right. But you know what? Here's the last point I want to make. The city already pays its legally required CalPERS obligation. So I need to explain why the passage of this measure would trigger a requirement for a sudden payoff of unfunded liabilities. I never insinuated that at all. This 10% raise and the payoff that's going for 20 years is already set and in policy. So I feel that Carol Ferguson is sharp penciling me.
Well, if I tell you what, you know what, the thing is you confronted her on that. She said that they're checking the facts. You're saying is that the city has got different facts than what Gary Catt has said. I would say it's up to Gary to go to the city and tell them, hey, look, get your facts straight, or Gary needs to get his facts straight.
Well, he's doing that. In fact, I forwarded this to Gary and asked him to please contact Carol or get back to me and get these facts straight.
And we'll see
straight.
What happens there. Yeah.
Hey, but, you know, when Carol said that they hadn't taken a stance on a half-cent sales tax and we'll do it eventually, when they just publish one side of the argument, they certainly are taking a stance.
Well, it appears that way, if that's all they are doing, but they have not publicly come out in the editorials or anything and said they've taken one side or the other. Nick, we have to run. We have to run that.
And Gary did tell me that he's had other letters leaning to the right that they won't publish.
You said that. Okay, Nick, thanks a lot. We have to run. Hey, you know, the thing about the evenings, besides us being able to share time together, is our sleep number bed.
That's exactly right.
Is that a great segue into our sleep number?
I guess it is. Before we take a break, we need to tell everybody that you know it's what keeps us going. People want to know how do you do what you do, because you know we really have a full life. A lot of it's on turbocharge too. What and how and why is because we get our sleep. And that is the crucial part. Eating right, you know, of course, sleep and you know,
exercise,
diet, working out, and that kind of thing. But at the end, when you're fatigued and you're emotionally fatigued, physically fatigued, at the end of the day, you need to sleep. And our sleep number bed provides us the technology to be able to get the best night's sleep we've ever had.
Yeah. And right now, you can go down and get a sleep number a queen sleep mattress at sleep number. With technology, with the a queen-size sleep number mattress with IQ technology, I'll be okay here. You can have for $1,099.99. It is a great value. Go down there. Head over to the Target Shopping Center. Go down and see Brian or Janice. Lay on the bed. Have them show you what it's like there. Linda and I have had our bed for well over 2 years. It is outstanding. Made in America. Rated number one by Consumer Reports. Sleep number. We'll be right back after these messages.
Redding Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Redding with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 14s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Redding Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale ends September 5th.
Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Redding till 3:30. so stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person and not an answering machine, give us a try. Redding, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
On KCNR 1460 in French Marseille. Their national anthem, 84 people killed in a terrorist attack in Nice.
Americans.
During Bastille Day, where it's equivalent, of course, to our 4th of July, they were out in the evening watching the fireworks along this. It's a very famous street there in Nice where they're watching the fireworks close to the ocean. It's right, you know, it borders the ocean there. And a large truck starts barreling down the street and for over a mile crashed into people, swerving back and forth and back and forth to be able to kill and injure as many people as possible, while the driver shot from inside his truck at the people outside yelling Allah Akbar. A Tunisian immigrant who rented the truck a week ago and took it for this act of terror. 50 or more people in the hospitals, many of them serious. 2 Americans killed. A family over there celebrating a birthday, a father and his 11-year-old son
and his,
from Texas.
There was a family. We saw the account on Facebook that she had said her uncle and her aunt, her 3 cousins, my uncle and my cousin were killed. So can you just imagine, they're over there. Hey, somebody's dream was always to go to, you know, the south of France and go to Nice. It's Bastille Day. Get away. It's summer vacation.
France was getting ready to lift its state of emergency. And when this happened, France has had 3 major attacks in the last 19 months. You know, and when you get this, and then you remember the attack in Orlando, the terrorist act in Orlando, and other terrorist attacks in San Bernardino and other places in the world where hundreds are being killed, hundreds at a time are being killed with this. There is the enemy out there, my friends. There is an enemy out there. It's Islamic fanatics, jihadists from ISIL, that have declared war on the world and on people that do not agree with their philosophy. The other Muslims, and they're killing other Muslims at a higher rate than they're killing Christians. But they're still out there killing. They're attacking. And what are we doing about it? What are we, as the, quote, leader of the free world, which I'm not sure if that's true anymore, but it's leader of the free world, what are we doing about that? Are we going after ISIL? ISIL for such a long time, which, by the way, we allowed to grow. We allowed to get it set up. We allowed what happened there. While they were out, comparatively easier to get, what are we doing? The French went after them. The Brits went after them. The Turks went after them. You know what? There should be a concerted effort to take these people out. Drive them underground. Drive them underground. Every time they turn around, they should lose somebody. We took out Al-Qaeda, not by getting the leader of Al-Qaeda right away. We took out all of his middle management, everybody that was moving up to him before we finally took him out. Where are we doing about this? What are we doing? We're under attack in this world, and yet there doesn't seem to be any type of concerted effort or organized effort to go after these guys. Let's go to the phones.
Charles, good morning.
Bon matin, monsieur.
You know, my hearts go out to those people in France because it has been one time after another with them. The French, went after ISIS after that other time, and they kept, they hammered them. And then now you have this. Their borders are porous. I fear for them in the sense of this, something like this happens. You know, you can talk about automatic weapons, and you can talk about, people holding guns. This guy gets a truck and kills 84 people and injures many others. The truck was full, they said, of heavier weapons and grenades. He used a truck.
Well, the Americans
were in the coal mine.
Yeah, the Americans were identified as Sean Copeland, 51, and his 11-year-old son, Brody, of Austin, Texas. Again, our hearts go out to the Copeland family. They've just got, it's just amazing. But anyway, Charles,
What you have, Charles?
Yeah, what
I know
have?
You called a long time ago. We just kind of kept you on hold here.
Well, yesterday, the rep from Caltrans was saying that transportation monies are not spent on bicycle trails and things of that nature. Yet, what does Shasta Regional Transit Agency, the main agency that deals that redistributes the gas tax money to the three cities in the county, what do they spend transportation money on but bicycle trails under the moniker of so-called active transportation
corridors?
And I mean, Shasta HHS, and you ask them about so-called active transportation, which means bicycles and walking. They'll sing the praises of active transportation, so-called active, but trails, from from now until whenever. But I mean, to say that transportation tax money is not spent on
maybe
bicycles,
not yeah, they're saying,
on trails and hiking trails and that sort of thing. I mean,
he says
when
it's not
I know
being spent
for a fact that it is being spent.
Well, you know what?
That, and here we are confronted with the idea of road pricing and, being monitored in our with whatever device the legislature may ultimately decide on, if it ever gets to that point.
Well, I'm glad you brought this up because the guy called me back yesterday, Mark Dinger. Remember we asked, how much does this study cost? He called me back. The study itself is costing $10 million. $10 million to study to see how to handle this. But the questions that all came up yesterday and many more are they're so far out there. They don't, he doesn't know. I don't know if anybody can answer these questions on, are you going to have a giant toll booth when you enter, when you enter California? That in the first 20 miles when you're coming into California, there's going to be toll booths. And you, if you're out of state, if you don't, you show your license, and if you're from out of state, you're going to have to pay, it's going to cost you $10 to drive on our roads, a one-time fee, or something like that. I mean, is it going to be that? I mean, they have no idea.
With a GPS monitoring device, it can all be done from a central server.
It probably can, and you know what? They have no idea how this is going to work, but I think one of the things they could do is use this. They're going to say this is so hard because we have so many people coming in and blah, 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 blah. What we need to do is just raise the gasoline tax. That's what they're going to do. So.
They'll probably try to push the idea of having both taxes because there's no way you're going to.
I know. They're going to get you. They're going to get us. Okay, Charles. Thanks.
Yep. Au revoir. Right.
You, au revoir.
Okay, it's 8:30. 7:30. I'm sorry. 7:30 in the morning. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
I think Carol Tennant's in the house.
I hope so, Dr. Tennant. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, "Well, we looked it all over, and we all agree. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys?" Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Redding at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I hope you will join me at the annual WWCB Whiskey, Wine, Cigars, and Brew, sponsored by Reading VFW Post 1934, Saturday, July 30th, starting at 2 p.m. We're going to be at the Veterans Hall. Tickets are only $10. Please call VFW Post at 241-9161 for tickets and information.
Order your tickets online by going to Eventbrite, that's Brite.com, and search for WWCB.
You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best.
Good morning, welcome back to Casey and her.
Boots are made for walking.
1460.
And that's just what they'll do.
Oh man.
One of these days these boots.
There's nothing better than seeing a guy in drag sing this song.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and that statement. Thank you, honey.
Love it.
Hey, turn me up. Come on. You know, what's going on with you? Everybody, turn me up. Turn me up. There.
All right.
Come on.
Woo.
There we go.
Okay. So.
What is it, Jared? You're trying to, everybody else that's on this board,
well,
except you, you keep them nice and low. Cause
well, no, it's
Jared's mellow. Jared's mellow.
Carl, it's feeding in the red.
So?
All right.
Well, maybe I should turn up my,
I don't know, maybe you should turn your headphones up.
My headphones up.
Go in the other room and hear distortion. You don't, there we go.
Okay,
now we're talking. Okay, now I can
there you go.
Okay, so
see what that
welcome
other
back
little,
to Casey and our 1460.
All those mysterious little dials over there.
It's currently 73 degrees in the downtown studio. It's going to be 105 today. So, you know, I know we say it all the time, but you need to really stay hydrated. And you think about it because your body can't, you know, your body has a different way of combating fatigue, and when you're hot like this, it's hard on your cars, your body, your animals, anything. So try to, you know, just remember to stay hydrated and cool. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Properties by Merit.
Properties by Merit. And Erin Richard, a beautiful dancer, by the way, but she's an accomplished top-producing agent, in-depth knowledge of the real estate market and around Reading. I know several of my friends use her as a realtor. She's highly motivated, determined, and dedicated to her clients. Check out her website at rickertrealestate.com or give her a call at 949-9103.
Okay. Hey, by the way, we're here with Dr. Kara Tennant, first of all. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
Well, now we can start all over again. Good morning.
Good morning.
Just having a great day over there, aren't we? Jared just put his head down. He goes, okay, look, he started this with me too early this morning. Okay, well, Dr. Kara Tennant, our veterinarian here of our show veterinarian, but we were talking about a lot of things. Today, there's an article in the paper.
Care Animal Hospital, let's remember
right
that.
Up on Hilltop. And it says about people leaving children in the car. Mm. But I think you can still use the same methods if you have animals, too. Except they're talking about if you leave a child in the car and you forget. Like little things, like when you get in, every time you get out of the car, whether you have the child there or not, you open up that back door and you look. The other one is you put like a big toy, stuffed toy, in the front seat with you if you have a child in the car. Mm-hmm. What I'm thinking is if maybe there ought to be like reminders like this. Mm-hmm. So that you know about leaving your animals in a car that could hurt them.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing with animals, because if you don't normally travel with your animal and you take your animal to work one day, but it's not something you normally do, you might forget that you have your animal in the back. And it happens.
Hey, are you seeing cases of this coming into the clinic?
You know, thankfully, I haven't seen... I've seen one case of heat stroke in the last 2 months.
Okay.
Oh. Which is extraordinary. That is, it's
well. Maybe people are really starting to pay attention or something. Maybe they're.
Well, hopefully. Yeah. What is the? You know, it's the middle of July. What are you seeing? What is the trend that you're seeing with animals that come in?
You know what I'm seeing more than anything right now is foxtails.
Oh.
Foxtails getting stuck in the nose, in the ears, in between the toes. I probably pull out maybe anywhere between 3 and 5 in a day.
Now,
and that's just me.
Once they get in, because of the way they're barbed, they work their way in deeper and deeper and deeper.
Mm-hmm.
So you get one in your nose, it can move up anywhere.
It can move
there.
Very far, but beyond what I can find. Or beyond what
How
I can
does that
see.
Happen? They just, I take our dog goes to the doggy park, and then we have grass and bushes in the backyard. Where do foxtails, where do they get them?
They stick their face in it.
They do. They stick their face in it. They're sniffing around. So, and these things love to travel. I mean, just when you're walking around, it gets stuck in your socks and your pants. And, and with animals, they have, they have fur that the foxtails get stuck in. And the way they're barbed, they're made, it's like an arrow. It's made to go.
Once it goes in, it works its way in. Mm-hmm. It doesn't pull out. Because the barbs hold it in, and then it just, by normal movement, and it's not like it's real painful when it's going in because they're small. But once they're in there, they become infected right away.
They can. And the worst are the ears, because they go deep. And we see some punctured eardrums when the foxtails go in the ears.
So what do you do? How do you handle this, doctor?
You know, there are a lot of dogs that will actually let me take these out awake, especially with the ears. Not the nose. The nose they have to be heavily sedated for, because nobody's going to sit there and let me stick a cone up their nose. A lot of dogs really have to be sedated for a full explore, with the ears and with the toes. Sometimes I can use a local anesthetic and get them out. Depends on the dog. But you have to go in there. And if you have a hole in between the toes or a swelling in between the toes with a draining tract, like it's oozing a little bit, then it could be a foxtail stuck in there.
Okay, so how do people check then? I mean, what are the symptoms?
So if it's in the nose, they're going to be sneezing a lot. Sometimes you can see some blood if they're sneezing, especially if they're sneezing constantly. And the sneezing does not resolve. I mean, allergies, they can sneeze, if you have increased pollen in the air, but with a foxtail, it is almost constant.
Okay, we don't have that. because Elk Killer was sneezes every so often, but it usually sneezes when I sneeze. So well, I'm thinking it's got to be pollen or something. Yeah. We're both allergic to the same things.
Well, one time she sneezed a lot. We found out she had a cold.
Yeah, that was different. Okay, yeah, so they're sneezing a lot, but it's constantly. So that could be a sign of a foxtail.
That can be a sign of a foxtail. And then with the ears, they'll shake their head. They'll paw at their ears.
Okay.
And they're usually pretty uncomfortable. Like they won't let you touch their ears. It's really important to check in between the toes because the foxtails like to go in between those toes, and what you'll see is you'll see a little swelling there. But if you can check your pet whenever they come in from outside, then you can remove those foxtails or the stickers or the burrs or whatever is attached to their fur before it actually tries to migrate into the skin.
Ugh.
Ugh.
Well, I tell you what, I came out one time with like 5 ticks. Ugh. They'd had a chance to get in there too and start sucking. Oh, leeches. So
and that's disgusting. We don't want to, you know.
You want to hear about it?
I've had a few ticks, too, and that's just from being living in the mountains and hiking. You can get them from hiking in the mountains. They come out of the trees. But anyway, that hasn't been so our dogs used to, you know, back years ago. But so anyway, foxtails. What else before we take our break?
We've got a long time before the break, honey.
Yeah, I know, but let's talk. But we'll get into a subject matter about. We've got Dr. Kara Tennant here, so we want to talk about pet safety. You know, inoculating your pets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the other thing we're seeing a lot of is parvo. You know, parvo is a virus that attacks the intestinal tract in young dogs.
And that can be totally prevented, right?
You know, even if a dog is vaccinated, they're not 100% protected until they are more of an adult, you know, about 5 months old.
Okay.
Yeah, so even with the vaccines, but the vaccines really can help. And it's just going into places where dogs are not vaccinated. This virus stays alive in the environment for such a long time. It's a tough virus to kill.
So if you're a bitten dog park, you can count on there's probably parvo out there.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
Yeah. And that's why we waited to take Snooki up there until she had her shots and then some time after her shots.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you don't – here you are. You're on the fine line of talking to people who – you know, you don't want to be the person that's like, I want to educate you. Please don't bring your dog up here until they're vaccinated because what you're doing is endangering them. They're going to die. They could die. And not only that, is that you're going to make it unsafe for others. Now, that's kind of like telling somebody when they're smoking, don't smoke because.
Like you need to vaccinate your children. Then it gets into.
There's a sign there that says your animals must be vaccinated, there's a sign there.
Yeah, but you know what they're.
You know how much people like
drawing,
to follow signs.
But they're drawing conclusions is that you know vaccinations early can cause autism in dogs.
Well.
So.
But so anyway, that's interesting. You're seeing parvo.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and it's tough because
that was a joke, by the way, everybody. Okay, that was just a joke. Everybody else knew it was a joke. Just passing that on.
We're just skipping right over it.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
So when I go to a pet store, it's really tough for me because I do see a lot of really young puppies and they're running around on the ground and that's, pet store. Everybody takes their pets to a pet store. And so who's going there? Unvaccinated dogs.
Oh my gosh. You mean like some of the bigger box stores where you see a bunch of, okay.
Yeah. Unvaccinated
really?
Animals.
Oh. It is. Now, is that a death sentence for a dog with parvo?
I would say that with treatment, about half of them will survive.
Okay.
Sometimes a little better. I think our maybe 65%. But the problem is it's very expensive to treat. These guys need to be hospitalized. They need to be hospitalized on IV fluid therapy and injectables for probably minimum 3 days. And so sometimes you're looking 3 to 7 days hospitalization. And, you know, it's very expensive. So a lot of the times we see somebody whose dog is very sick, has parvo, and can't do the in-hospital treatment. And so there are some things you can do at home, but the likelihood that dog's going to be able to survive is way, way less.
Wow. Okay, but it can be prevented. That's the best thing.
It can be prevented.
And it's not that much.
Take your puppy to the vet.
Well, we get back from the break. I'd really like to hear from Dr. Kara Tennant about what in the field of veterinarianism, I guess you would call it, being veterinary world, how you find out about new treatments. New, I know you have to, just like anything else, you have to probably attend
seminars,
but I'm just curious as to like what, again, what's trending, what's new, what you found out in the last maybe 2 or 3 years of maybe a new medicine that's superior to something that's old. And I think, you know, it's just like anything else, we find that there's something new on the market, and I'm sure you've got your finger on the pulse when it comes to that. We'll find out more about that when we get back. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Northern Firearms Instruction here, Ted Lighty and his company. This is what Ted does for a living. It's not a part-time job. It's not an adjunct type of job. This is what he does. All his instructors are NRA instructors. He has them trained to on a level quite above others that you'll see. They provide the finest CCW training and advanced CCW training here in Northern California. And if you need a weapon and you haven't picked that weapon yet, they will loan you a weapon during the class and then help you pick that right handgun afterwards so that fits you and what you need for your concealed carry. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 530-999-1822. Got classes going on all the time. We'll be right back with Dr. Kara Tennant, Care Animal Hospital.
At WellCareMD, they do this thing called direct primary care. Instead of dealing with insurance companies and the unknowns of co-pays and co-insurance, I get unlimited, accessible, highly personalized health care for a low monthly fee. WellCareMD has same or next day appointments available for me, and I can access my doctor on my time via text or email. After hours care is available for me when appropriate, so I can avoid unnecessary ER and hospital visits. I can also go to monthly lunches to discuss health topics, and I receive discounts to local businesses. My friend's employer even offers WellCareMD through her benefits. Schedule a meet and greet to talk with Dr. Jill and see if WellCareMD is right for you. Call 262-6626 or visit us on the web, wellcaremd.com.
Hi, I'm Erin Richart with Properties by Merit. Whether you're thinking about buying or selling a property, I can help. Call me today at 949-9103 to discuss your real estate needs or visit my website at richartrealestate.com. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Call or text me, Erin Richart, 949-9103.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Dandelion, unique gifts and clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
You want to know what State of Jefferson will look like? You decide.
July 23rd, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak at the Church of Glad Tidings.
Join your neighbors for the first Jefferson Formation Assembly. Represent your county. Leave your fingerprints on the free state.
July 23rd, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak at the Church of Glad Tidings. Register now at soj51.net.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. We're looking at the staff of the Care Animal Hospital here. And if I can say this, my friends, if if I hired women that look like this, I would not be in the studios. I would be. You could come visit me in the in Shasta Regional. And she, well, did you hire another one? Did you hire another one like that? Every one of them is. I mean, every one of them is long haired, blonde. He almost looks like the Fox News staff. Okay, this looks like the Fox News staff right here at Care Animal Hospital. You know, I mean, and do they wear high heels when they're walking back and forth there? No. Okay.
You know what's really neat is the website. I was just like, it talks about the staff.
People are
going
to just grab dogs off the street and take them in there just to watch now.
This is just so great, you know. And, of course, with us this morning is Dr. Kara Tennant. That's K-A-R-A, Tennant, with two N's.
This portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club, where Linda went out yesterday. And just she comes home after working out in the saltwater pool.
Yeah, I do the small training classes, and it's like judo underwater.
Yeah.
It is.
Just, she comes home, and she walks past me. She goes, no, I'm okay.
I'm like a noodle, but it's fabulous.
I get on the treadmill, and I get on the weights and like this, because you can do it all there. It's a great place, I tell you what. Wellgate Sports Club. It's located on the corner of Eureka Way and Court Street, and it's absolutely outstanding. It's got it all there, including Bohem Spa. So after you finish working out, if you have this mad feeling to go in there and get a facial for some reason, if you've done a face plant or something out there, you can do that or get a mani-pedi. Jared goes in, gets his mani-pedis there. It's got every type of piece of equipment you could imagine there. And they're new. The locker rooms are clean. I mean, it's just a great place. Give them a call, 768-1205, and come down and join us. Plus, we have the Spartan team forming up there.
We're forming
it. Dr. Tennant is going to be on the Spartan team. Go with us and run the Spartan race.
When
in
you need to
November.
Find out the date.
It's early November. It's before the 10th. I know that because I wanted to do
That's
it before
ish.
The Marine Corps ball. Mm-hmm. Maybe I should do it after the Marine Corps ball so I will make it to the Marine Corps ball, you know, just in case. All right. Dr. Kara Tennant, good morning. Thank you for coming back. You know, she is such a guy. You know what? You always are smiling and happy.
Great energy. Care Animal Hospital is what we're talking about here. And Dr. Kara Tennant is the lead veterinarian there. And we've gone online to look at the new website, which is fabulous, and meet the team. And it's, you know, all of the people that are working there have pictures with their pets. One gal has got, it talks about.
She's got six pets, including the chicken.
A chicken, and, you know, so. It sounds like, and everybody, a lot of them have been born and raised in Reading, and they have the love of the outdoors. So that's something that's very common for you. So. Being the fact that you love the outdoors so much and you encourage animals, you know what's going to be happening in the area here with, like you said, that if you're not vaccinated, the dogs can get parvo and foxtails. What else do we have what's something that maybe you've gone off and you've had to take your, every year when you have to update information and go to your clinics and that kind of thing? What would you say in the last 5 years has been changing in veterinarian care?
You know, one thing that's actually been really great has there's a drug that's come out for itching in dogs. And we all know that itching can be really, really frustrating for not only the pet owner, but also for the vet. You know, because a lot of the thing, you know, really we only had antihistamines, which, yeah, they can help. But if you've got a dog who's tearing themselves apart, it's not as effective. And then we have steroids. And we all know the long-term, you know, risks of using steroids. You know, they're not the safest things to use long-term, especially for itching. And so a drug has come out that they've actually found the cytokine that causes itch in dogs. And they figured out a way to turn it off. And it really is effective. And I would say probably 85, maybe even 90% of dogs
it causes
will respond
the itch
to it.
In dogs?
They found the cytokine that causes itch in dogs.
And so this is a dog that, I mean, it scratches all the time?
It's a dog that scratches all the time.
And there's nothing really wrong with it. It's got something going on inside its system, its nervous system?
Probably has some sort of allergy. Environmental allergy, you know, grasses, molds, weeds, pollen.
Yeah, I had my Malta poo had severe itching problems, and looking back on it, I think she had too long of steroid and antihistamine, and she passed on at 13. I kept thinking she lived to 16, 17. She was a little toughy, but I think that I could have prolonged her life had I had what you're talking about now.
Yeah, I mean, this drug has been great. and really life changing for a lot of these animals. And it's not used in cats. It's not licensed for use in cats, but we do try it kind of off label just to see. They don't, they're not the same as dogs and they react differently. So I would say maybe 30% of cats will respond to this.
We have people just joining the chat room and says they have no idea what we're talking about. We're talking to Dr. Kara Tennant from Care Animal Hospital. We're talking about new studies or new medicines for mm-hmm. animals that weren't around 3 or 4 years ago and mm-hmm. causes a great deal of difference in their life. Mm-hmm. It makes their lives easier. Or Megan Kelly, by the way, is one who joined. Or it could be is that she doesn't know that we're talking about the Spartan Run. So,
okay.
Which is November 12th and 13th.
Is she going to join our team?
I have no idea. Megan, you never can tell what Megan does. You know, it'll be after the election, so maybe she'll have some time. The thing about emergencies in pets. Okay. For some reason, your dog's bleeding. You know, it's been cut. Is there anything you can do before we take him, get him to the hospital?
Just like a person.
Just like a person. All right.
Yep, apply pressure and take them right in. And if it's really gushing, then get them to go as fast as you.
Okay.
As fast
Have as you seen any increase in rattlesnake bites? And let's talk about that once we revisit the venom mm-hmm. and the inoculation of what happens if a dog gets bitten.
Yeah. So. We haven't seen too many. I'd say we've probably seen two in the last month, which okay. I think is pretty good. So the vaccine, everyone has a different opinion on it. I actually don't even carry the vaccine because what we believe is with the vaccine, your dog still needs treatment. It does give you a little extra time to get to the vet to get treatment, but I don't think it gives you a whole lot of extra time. I just don't think it's necessarily worth it to give the vaccine, you know, with a cost and an additional vaccine in your animal system when you know you have to have them treated anyway. So the treatment is something called antivenin, and it is one of the most expensive injections that any vet carries on the shelf. It can save your pet. And rattlesnake bites can be dangerous. Well, of course they're dangerous, but they can be more dangerous depending on where they are and depending on the size of your dog. If you have a mm-hmm. little tiny chihuahua that gets bitten, I mean, obviously that's going to be a lot worse than 120
yeah,
pounds.
If the snake lets it all loose, yeah, mm-hmm. something like that.
Yeah.
Dr. Tanner, we got a few more minutes left. You've been here now for how long?
Almost a year and a half.
Oh, so we love it.
What are you thinking? I mean, you came out here obviously to take over, and which you have
from Virginia.
From Virginia, right?
And you moved everything, lock, stock, and barrel out here.
Everything, yeah.
You know, you're from Sacramento.
The head
originally.
Vet over at Care Animal Hospital.
Yeah, and what? So give us your thoughts on since you've been out here. What do you think?
Oh, I just love it here. I think the people are so nice. The weather is great. I mean, yes, it's going to be 105, but it's cool in the morning. The mountains are beautiful. There's so many things to do. I mean, Matt and I are still exploring everything, and we, you know, I think you could do a different trail every day and not do the same trail twice in this area.
Wow.
It is just, I know. And my staff is amazing. I love working
staff
with them.
Staff looks like they are love what they do. I mean, you know how you can read energy in a picture? Mm-hmm. They look like they love what they do.
And they're so smart, and they're so talented, and it really makes a difference. When you like when you like going to work, you like the people you work with, you like what you do, it makes a huge, huge difference. So
it does.
I love it here.
And people, yeah, when you enjoy what you do, everybody's happy.
You know what I love, too, is that, you know, for the radio, for people listening right now, is that Dr. Kara Tennant, she's young and vibrant and has this great, you know, brings that wonderful, I love what I'm doing, I'm learning, I'm seeing. It's infectious to know you.
Thank you.
Infectious yeah. happy, not infectious like,
no.
like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Infectious, like I always use infectious yeah. as like it's a good thing.
It
you
is.
Know, good stuff. Good juju.
Oh, well, thank you so much. You guys are so nice.
Well, you know what? It's you know, you come in here with, you know, with great stuff that you're talking about and talking about animals, and you know that you give hints on, hey, this is what's going on, you know parvo and dogs and the foxtails. This is really big. Because, you know, some people may not notice it, and all of a sudden there's a big lump on the side of their dog's head.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And that's because it's gone in them somehow, and now it's infected.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, thank that's you right. for being with us. Okay. And, you know,
we got to find out where it's at.
Yeah, Care Animal Hospital, Hilltop Drive.
That's right.
The top of Hilltop Drive over by the car wash up there.
By the car wash.
There you mm-hmm. go. That's a, this, so. There's your visual. Close to Lake Boulevard. We are going to have a special guest in the 8 o'clock as well, our 8 o'clock hour.
Yes, we are.
Julie Winters, running for city
council.
And we'll be right back and give you an update on the weather. And we'll be right back here on KCNR 1460.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Linda Kenyon. The number of dead from the truck rampage in Nice, France, which already stands at 84, could go up. After visiting a hospital where victims were treated, French President Francois Hollande said about 50 people are between life and death. Speaking through a translator, President Hollande also said all of France is in mourning for those killed in the attack.
France as a whole has to share this emotion, this solidarity with the victims, with the people close to them, their families.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports President Obama is offering support to France after the truck attack in Nice.
The president issued a statement saying the United States stands in solidarity and partnership with France, our oldest ally. Noting that the attack occurred on Bastille Day, Mr. Obama said, "We are reminded of the extraordinary resilience and democratic values that have made France an inspiration to the entire world." He said, "We know that the character of the French Republic will endure long after this devastating and tragic loss of life."
The president has also offered France U.S. assistance in the investigation. Indiana Governor Mike Pence is announced on Twitter as Donald Trump's choice for vice president. He's already out on the campaign stump.
Donald Trump understands the frustrations and the hopes of the American people, like no other American leader in my lifetime since Ronald Reagan.
Donald Trump had planned to make an official announcement today of his vice presidential pick, but he postponed a news conference on that until after the attacks in France. Crowds of people have lined the streets of several towns in northern England to pay tribute to slain British lawmaker Jo Cox. As her funeral cortege goes by, the Labour Party legislator was shot and stabbed to death on June 16th. The suspect's murder trial begins in November. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
You've had enough of your back pain. You're tired of it. Find your nearest Walgreens or CVS and look for the Australian Dream, makers of the trusted arthritis pain relief cream, now with a formula to ease back pain. Australian Dream back pain cream is real medicine, and it can effectively relieve your simple backache. It absorbs easily, and it isn't greasy. Australian Dream is backed by the empty jar guarantee. No more pain for you. Pull into your Walgreens or CVS now. Get Australian Dream back pain cream in the purple and white box in the pain relief aisle.
On the lookout for a serial killer in Phoenix.
This serial street shooter has 8 incidents. And unfortunately, during those 8 incidents, we're talking about 7 homicide victims. We're talking about 2 young men that were shot and fortunately are going to recover from their injuries, but still very traumatic incidents.
Police Sergeant Jonathan Howard says there's a massive manhunt underway to catch the shooter. The killings come after 6 people were killed and 19 wounded in 2005 and 2006. Those shootings terrorized Phoenix for more than a year. Family and friends of a black man shot and killed by 2 white police officers in Louisiana are gathering to honor him today. Funeral services are being held for 37-year-old Alton Sterling, who died July 5th, outside a Baton Rouge convenience store during an altercation with police officers. Sterling's death sparked nationwide outrage. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Linda Kenyon. U.S. consumer prices rose modestly in June as falling food prices offset a rise in the cost of gasoline.
The Labor Department says consumer prices increased 0.2% last month, matching the gain in May. Prices are up 1% from a year ago, but are still well below the Federal Reserve's 2% inflation target. Leaving out the volatile food and energy categories, prices rose 0.2% from May and 2.3% from June 2015. Food prices declined for a second straight month, while energy prices increased 1.3%.
Correspondent Jeremy House says the Fed wants to see evidence that inflation is ticking up before it decides to raise short-term U.S. interest rates. Oil giant BP has put a final price tag on what its catastrophic Gulf of Mexico oil spill in 2010 cost the company. It's $61.6 billion. BP says it expects to spend $44 billion after tax deductions. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bod. Good morning. It is July the 15th. It is 5 minutes after the hour of 8. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com as we can. The chat room is just filled up with people, anywhere from Simon T. Pyman to Megyn Kelly to winemakers, Marty and me, and more people in there. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, everybody. And currently 79 degrees in the downtown studios here off of Market Street. Our temperatures today will reach 105 with our lows tonight of 69. Tomorrow, Saturday, calls for highs of 99 with our lows of 67. And Sunday, 94. So as our week progresses and our weekend and to next week, we are under triple digits with Monday of around 88. So you can see where we're trending this week with weather. And it is weather. The weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. And let's go to the phone. Susan Eastman, what's happening with our Wells Fargo Market Minute?
Good morning, Linda and Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are starting out mixed this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 9 points at 18,515. The S&P 500 is up a point at 2,165. The NASDAQ Composite is down 2 points at 5,031. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America up a penny at 1,365. Rite Aid positive 32 cents, trading at $7.34. Herbalife up $9.04 at 68.41. For local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares up 9 cents, 28.43. Bank of Commerce pauses 3 pennies at $6.44. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 1.57%. And over to commodities, gold is down $5.30 an ounce at $1,329. Silver down 2 cents at $20.31. Crude oil up 41 cents, trading at $46 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you so much, Susan. Have a great weekend.
Susan, that's so great. Hey, you know, maybe we'll see you at a game. Cold 45 is happening this weekend, so go call Susan at
530-243-7561, 2705 Park Marina Drive. Susan Eastman, Vice President for Investments at Wells Fargo Advisors. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster, where Linda ran down there quickly this week to have your to have that little. We got a chip, you know, a little star in your windshield on our way down to Sacramento. Gave Jeff Wurst a call, who is the owner and the of Crackmaster, and he said, "Okay, do this, and do this till you get back." And he was absolutely right. Came back, fixed it. Can't see it, just like he fixed a 12-inch crack in my windshield 8 years ago, and you still can't see it. Guarantees his work. He's a veteran. You can't get any better than that. 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373. Okay, we have with us Julie Winters.
I'm glad to be here. Good morning.
Well, you know, we're glad to have you here, Julie.
I'm sorry I missed Bob Skaggs' show.
No, that's right. But it's Julie Winter.
Winter,
okay,
no S.
I'm sorry.
Okay, JulieWinter.com. Go to this fantastic website, by
Thank
the way.
You.
Beautifully done. And you know what? Perhaps we should start with a question out of the chat pack.
Well, It's not. It's more of a statement.
But there's questions
at
the bottom.
There's questions in there too.
Love it when you guys have meaty stuff.
Let's get to that in a second after we say have Julie tell us who Julie is.
Okay.
All right. Well, I am a family nurse practitioner, and my husband and I moved here in '89. So we've lived here for 27 years. Moved here with two little boys. Came up for work. So I've spent most of my career here. I have a master's degree in nursing from UCLA. So I've been a nurse practitioner in the community for quite some time. I serve on the board of my local professional organization. My MP organization was a founding member of that. I also serve on the board of Advanced Reading, the Civic, which was always fun to talk about. I'd be happy to talk about that as well. That's a very interesting process over there. And I'm a graduate of Leadership Reading. Serve on the City of Reading's Community Development Advisory Committee, and I'm running for Reading City Council.
Okay.
Like that. That's
I got a lot on my plate.
Yeah. But you know what? You've served on boards, and you know the town. You're in the city. You've been in the political aspect of how things run.
Correct.
Okay. We'll start with a question here. Carl and Linda, this is a statement. Carl and Linda, you are the best.
Thank you.
Anything after that? Okay. Hey, and this is one of the questions I was going to ask you, so it kind of dovetails in there. You just wrote an article to the paper, or a letter to the editor, kind of, about things to invest in, the economy and policing, and how all this ties in together. The question is, if you could snap your fingers and change something, what would they be? And how would you want things to look different afterwards?
Oh, great question. I'm going to come back to that because I'm a mom. I think long term because we raise our kids kind of long term. So I'm thinking a vision. I think the biggest thing in our city, if you want to take things down to the most basic level of all, is we need to have, there's a lot of poverty mentality in our community. We have so many assets. I would like our people to believe that things could be different, that I would like our people to imagine what our city could look like in 10 years with a developed waterfront, with a strategically developed waterfront, with a revitalized downtown, with a vibrant economy. So many of the social problems that we see on the streets would change if we changed those pieces. The piece I wrote was specifically for support for funding for public safety. I see that as something that, to stop the patient that's dying. But really, you got to get to the underlying cause of why is the patient so ill in the first place. So for me, it's about changing the economy. So if I could change one thing, it would be to instill hope in our people. I find a lot of hopelessness. People who say it can't be any different, things aren't going to change. And I just come from a perspective of we can do anything we want to if we set our minds to it.
Well, I think a lot of perspective is that we've watched our elected leaders do nothing. I mean, frankly, they've done nothing. They've studied things too. How much longer can you study? I mean, they came in under the last election, and frankly, this time around, I'm cynical, not cynical, but I may be more questioning in the fact of, oh, we're going to do this. As soon as I get in there, I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. Well, it's been 2 years, and I haven't seen anything happen out of this except
studies.
A study that says, okay, let's raise taxes. I've seen a strategic plan by the police chief that he had 2 years ago that there's no difference in it. But he can't implement it unless the city council says something. I think people are tired of inaction.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What are you prepared to do?
How much time do I have for that?
That's why it's going to be so. What are you prepared to do in the first 6 months if you get elected?
Yeah.
You do have like 2 minutes, and you should be able to tell us in two
minutes. Okay. All right. So my focus is really is going to be on getting our even the culture within our city to say we need to make jobs our number one priority. So, and it's one thing to say that, it's another thing to do that. So part of that's just changing culture. I want to see a group coming up with a real plan looking at our assets and really creating a plan around the assets that we have in our community to create jobs. I would also like to see us looking at impact fees. Those are due to be looked at, I think, next year. I would like to really see us strategically looking at impact fees. I had a great conversation with Larry Vopple about this. Maybe eliminating change of occupancy, the fees that we impound for change of occupancy. But really looking at the economic impact, every city department looking at how does your city department interface with job creation? Because that's the bottom line is we need a bigger pie. the focus has been on trying to take our existing pie and cut it into smaller pieces. But we really do need action on the streets. And I will say this for the city, they did implement the NPU. They did hire the NPU back in January, the neighborhood policing unit. That's making a significant difference in arrests and crimes if you talk to chiefs. So there has been some action. We need action, but you also have to have a smart plan. If you come in to see me as a patient and you just want me to fix your nausea, sometimes I have to do some testing. I have to figure out what the heck is going on. I'm not just going to throw medicine at you. And the same thing with we're researching homelessness right now. We do need a strategic plan. You need a plan. You need an architectural plan before you build a building. You don't just have to slap bricks together and hope it comes out the way you want it to. So this is, you got to have a plan in place. But you can't just talk forever either. You got to do something. You have to put some action behind it.
Well, that's Christian Schrader, even though I disagree with Schrader on some things. She had a plan. She came in there with her agenda was to help the homelessness. So what she does, she raised money, not taxpayer money, but raised money, got the study done, she's had her meetings this week, and has come up with an 11-point plan. How it's going to work or not.
Right.
But she came up with a plan and to push forward with it.
Yeah.
And frankly, I have not seen a strategic plan from the city. They may say they have it, but when you talk to any of them about, so what's the riverfront going to look like?
Mm-hmm.
Julie, we have a magnificent riverfront here.
We have
one restaurant on it between here and Red Bluff.
Yep.
We've got 60,000 cars a day passing by our exits, and we have nothing planned. And we need to take a break on that.
Yep. Okay.
And then I'll give you a chance to come back with something really great. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Voted best in the North State in 2015, and there's a reason for that. They are the best in the North State. They're probably best in the North State forever. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. For emergencies, you just give them a call. Martin and his people will be over there. 221-2642, any make or model. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. Again, 221-2642, a better-known business. We'll be right back with Julie Winter and candidate for city council.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at WeThePeopleRadio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The Good News Rescue Mission, breaking the cycle of poverty.
Faith, tell me about your recent accomplishment.
I just graduated Shasta College with a 4.0.
Not too long ago, you were experiencing homelessness and battling addiction.
I was so messed up. I remember using free bread as a pillow and for food.
After the New Life Recovery Program?
I've been clean and sober for over 2 years, and now I'm available to God and friends.
Faith, thank you. You are an inspiration. Over 630 women came to the mission last year seeking help. For more on how your support helps others like Faith, visit GNRM.org.
Lions and tigers who wait in the shadows, they're fat but they're lazy and sleep in green meadows.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Hey, it's the 15th of July, a Friday, if you haven't figured that one out yet, 20 minutes after the hour of 8. 80 degrees already. This is the hottest it's gotten this early this year. It's never been 80 by this time.
80 degrees at 8:19 in the morning. We're going to have 105 today with our lows of 69.
This portion of the show brought to you by Budget Blinds. If you're trying to cool your house down, Budget Blinds can help you do that. They can put all types of window coverings on there that fit your decor and your budget. But they also have these solar shades, I should say, that they can put up that you can also get a rebate for these from REU up to $500. So it keeps your house cooler. And you can have REU help pay for it. Get some of that money back you've been paying into REU. Budget Blinds, 226-9027, or check out their website at budgetblinds.com. We're here with Julie Winter, who is running for Reading City Council, and it is a big job. And as I told already, I was a little caustic about, you know, because I heard people saying things last time, and here it is 2 years later, see nothing. Now, all the things that are happening, what is your first priority? I mean, you've talked, we've got to change people's, mindsets.
Culture. Yeah, that's just,
that's a little rubbing me on the shoulders, and thank you very much. I want something that you're going to walk in there and say, hey, you know what? I need to get consensus here, three of you people, or two other people, because it's
right.
Three. You
right.
need three
right.
to
right.
do this thing.
Right.
What is that?
So, you invest in what you expect to have happen. Bruce Dean gave me that quote, and I love that. So if we expect jobs to happen, we better invest in that. 63% of our general fund budget is spent on public safety. 63%. I forget how many millions of dollars is spent on public safety. And public safety is core function of government. How much do we spend on economic development to create jobs? That's the pathway out of poverty for our citizens. That's what provides funds for it's what makes our whole city go round. I don't know. It's less than $200,000 that we give to the EDC. We don't put much focus there. We give it lip service, but we don't have someone on. I would love to see someone just put on staff, and maybe you hire it out contracted. You don't have to necessarily, be a union employee, but that goes after grants and funds for economic development. We don't have anybody in the city, no one person that does that. And that would be really phenomenal. You go after the money and the grants that are available for jobs. There's money out there.
Many successful people in this town by writing grants.
Yes,
I think that's a great idea to put them on as a contractor.
Yeah.
And then they get paid by performance.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to pay their health care for the next 30 years.
Right.
Well, let's talk about that just for a second, not to get you off the subject here, but to boost the economy in the town. Is your thoughts about privatization?
I don't have any specific departments where I'm looking at privatization right now, but I think it's always something that we should look at. The purpose of city government is to care for the city and to do it in a way that's economically feasible. And so if it's cheaper to privatize it, like it was with the Civic, which I was part of that conversation, that was a great public, that became a great public-private partnership.
Yeah, we supported that. We supported that fully because it was a great. It fit into the city then, and it's been a great idea.
I think we can always look at that. We should always look for a more economical way of doing something, especially if it can provide a better service.
Okay.
That's probably not feasible in every department. You mentioned Park Marina. I just want to say Park Marina is our crown jewel. I don't remember anybody talking about it last election, and I just want to come back to it. I know that so many people have had high hopes for that area. I have had high hopes since I've moved here and been frustrated by the lack of progress down there because so many cities have done so much with much less. You think of what San Antonio did with a little mediocre waterway.
It was a canal.
With
grass in it.
And now it's this huge economic driver. We have this wild scenic river with world-class fishing running through the city. There's no place where you can really get close to the river and have a meal. So, I mean, everybody I talk to, we want restaurants down there. We want walkways. We want access to the river. We want it to be an economic driver. I think Redding has the potential to be a destination city. But we need to be preparing for 2020. Those leases go back to the Koutras family in 2020. And I didn't wait to get elected. I met with Chris Koutras a few months ago, actually, to talk to him about this. And he really does want to do a strategic development down there that would connect nicely with Turtle Bay and the Civic, that whole complex, connect it together. He is desirable. He has said he is more than willing to work with the city. But as a city, we need to come back and look at the plans down there. It's old. We don't have, the plans have not been updated. The riverfront plans. So that needs to be looked at. And what can we really do down there that would be feasible? You obviously need to have some investors that have some money to be able to put in down there. But my feeling is he's wanting to do something good down there, and as a city, we need to work with them.
Well, when you think about the fact that we're halfway through 2016, 2017, 6 months from now, before you know it, 3 years is going to
yes.
go boom.
Yeah.
So how wonderful! I'm with you in the fact that we have plans. We know that, say we name something after the family and they, you know, have a legacy that goes on for
yep.
whatever, and they
right.
feel like they're part of it as they should be, because they've held on to that land forever. But anyway, it's something that we could really, know that we're going towards
yeah.
building something
yeah.
that is going to be the new Redding.
Mm-hmm. I think so too. And times there's been, you know, some bad history in the past, if you know, with that deal. But I think times have changed. We have some new leadership, and I think that I haven't met with Demi, but I think they're ready to be looking at working with the city again. So, boy, oh boy, we need to not wait on that.
This could be a big win-win.
It could
situation.
Change the whole destiny of the city.
Now you said something about EDC. I frankly think that EDC and the things they're doing with this new venture hub are spectacular.
Mm-hmm. I love the focus change on focusing on our growing businesses here. That's what I just love about the venture hub. Yep, you're right.
And we're spending a lot of money on different things that. It's not up to the city to build business.
Correct.
It's up to the city to make it easier on business.
You're right.
And to change the culture
yeah.
of the people down there, where they should be getting bonuses for helping businesses.
Mm-hmm.
You get a bonus if this business gets from the time they begin to the time they get up in a month. You get a bonus.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
incentivizing.
Right.
You're talking about incentivizing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the phones. Jerry, good morning. Do you have a question for Julie?
Yes, thank you. Mrs. Winter, do you agree with the Matrix Consulting Group that our police department has enough officers but are just using them inefficiently?
No, I don't agree with that premise. I do not agree with that premise. I don't believe we have enough officers. We certainly don't have enough officers. We don't have enough CEOs.
Do we need
as
a
well.
Vice squad? So we could take care of the massage problem. Are you in favor of establishing a vice squad?
I am in favor of establishing a vice squad. The chief has said he needed that. He needs that. So I am in favor of that.
Would you be in favor of retired men, such as myself, willing to patrol Redding, particularly in the downtown area, in police cars? Would you be willing to sign a waiver, by the way? Would you, as a city council member, be willing to take on the responsibility since the chief doesn't want to?
I don't know if I can answer that with the information I have right now, but because of liability. I like the idea that you're bringing forward. This is a retired police officer, trained officers. The issue would probably, be liability. But can we... You know, I think we need to think outside the box. I love this idea. Retired
people
police
help
officer.
We can't.
Right.
The legal stuff is thrown at us, and I know that we can get around that if we only have the will to do it.
Hey, can you contact me on my website, juliewinter.com, and leave your name and number, and so I can get back to you on that?
I don't want to go through that drill. I just wanted to ask you some questions. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Jerry. Hey, we're going to take a break here in a minute. We got all types of questions going on here. The question about, you know, after the 83-year-old lady got smacked in the head.
Yes.
Immediately, the city council got together and had a meeting with the trails people. Paletti says, I can put people out there for a period of time because of cost. Have you ever thought, is it off the table totally to contract with a private security firm to put four or five of their people out along the trails on a regular basis? I mean, they're trained to do these things, and to have them on it, and the cost of it would be like, it would be so much less than trying to put police out there.
Actually, that's a great idea. Having security patrol, the more citizens you have out there actually patrolling.
Well, but that's citizens. I'm talking about a trained security company that probably charges $25 an hour just to have them, have three or four of them up and down the trails all the time on bikes.
Yeah, I'd totally be open to that.
And you know, then you don't have to pay anything else except their salary.
Mm-hmm.
All right, good. Hey, we got lots of questions here. We got people lined up. I want to come back and talk about unfunded liabilities because this has come up two or three times in the chat room here, Julie. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, better-known business, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week, Espresso Joe's. It's got it all for coffees and cold drinks and everything like that. And then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor. That's simply fantastic. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back with Julie Winter.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Hi, I'm Erin Richart with Properties by Merit. Whether you're thinking about buying or selling a property, I can help. Call me today at 949-9103 to discuss your real estate needs or visit my website at richartrealestate.com. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Call or text me, Erin Richard, 949-9103.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I hope you will join me at the annual WWCB Whiskey, Wine, Cigars, and Brew, sponsored by Reading VFW Post 1934. Saturday, July 30th, starting at 2 p.m. We're going to be at the Veterans Hall. Tickets are only $10. Please call VFW Post at 241-9161 for tickets and information.
Order your tickets online by going to Eventbrite, that's Brite.com, and search for WWCB.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Good morning. It's 8:33 here. It's 81 degrees, going up to 105 today. Shasta Gas Propane brings
that was Bob Gags, by the way.
I know. You know what? Okay, I've said it. I admit I was wrong. There were 1,000 songs he sang the other night that I would have known every one of them. I don't know how I said that. I missed the best concert in Reading that's ever been or ever will be. Every night I sit there and I take this little rope of chains and I beat myself on the back. I have to sleep on a rubber sheet because the blood is still oozing from me because every night you point this out to me.
No.
I love you.
All right.
Hey, just a couple of things here before we get back to Julie Winter is that there is a blue-green algae on the Pitt River.
Oh, I saw
over
that this
in Lake
don't
Shasta.
Get in the water there.
Yeah, don't get in the Pitt River channel. It can make Whoa. You sick. So it's out there. Mm-hmm. And it's between the don't water ski buoys out there. And the other thing is this. Your Pokemon Go. If you're using this thing, which millions of people are, it appears, kind of like be
Look
aware
up.
Of your surroundings. Two guys fell off a cliff in Encinitas down to the beach. While they were doing Pokemon Go, this other guy walked into a group of people who then proceeded to stab him several times and take his
right.
Pokemon Go and go off for that. Just be aware of this, whatever you're doing, Pokemon Go, if you're even doing this.
Right. I have to say something here. We did talk, Julie Winter is our guest this morning, and she's running for city council, and we're talking about a lot of things. A few days ago, we had a show, and we talked about Randy Smith. Dr. Randy Smith had done an article about 10 ways to take back Reading, or I'm not exactly sure what the title was, but I have an email here back and forth because I wanted him to call in, but he was down doing more cleanup on the river. So this email says to me, along the river, North Market, St. Bridge, this is a day old, but folks will be upset because more illegal camps are being removed, period. But this used to be a nation of laws, period. Some of us want things the way they were before entitlement nation came along.
Amen. Amen. We are a nation of laws, and we don't want people illegally camping. We don't want them on our waterways. We don't want them on our streets. We don't want them in our neighborhoods. But the bottom line is they need to go somewhere. Especially we're going to be talking about people who are, and homelessness is a broad subject. It's a broad, there's different types of homelessness. When I'm speaking specifically to the chronically homeless, there's about 250 to 300 of them in our community who often have a severe, severe mental illness or physical disability who are unable to care for themselves. And they need some help. They need case management. They need supportive housing because they are not able to care for themselves. And they are our own. People get frustrated with them. They want them to go somewhere. But the research shows that over 70% of them have been here a year, and over 60% of them have been here for 5 years or longer.
You know, when you get over the year, doesn't concern me that much because they could be here a year and can't move. But over 5 years, a lot of them come from Shasta County.
Yeah,
we got to look at that. Now let's go to the unfunded liabilities.
Okay,
this is huge, and it doesn't seem to be a concern, except to Gary Catt. I mean, people talk about it, but Gary Catt has brought it up, and I know that unfunded liabilities. It seems like we've got what $320 million. Is that right?
Yeah, it's not all at once. It's obviously over a period of time. But we're gonna have to pony up. I mean, the courts have said that we're gonna have to pay it. So that's the bottom line. It's going to have an impact on the budget. I don't have a magic source of income money coming for that. So either we have two options. We either make our pie bigger, which is why I've been trumpeting jobs, every city department. You better create some jobs because otherwise there's going to be more cuts. Because you can't run into the red. You can't run the city's budget into the red. So the bottom line is it is going to have to get paid, and we had better increase our pie, and we better do it soon.
You talked about looking at the new the fees. You say if they're coming up.
Yeah, the impact fees should be due to looked at. I think in 2017 they should be looked at every 5 years or so. So let's look at the economic impact of companies wanting to come in here. How can we make it easier? How do we make our building department the easiest building department to work with in the state of California? Wouldn't that be something to be known, Reading City Building Department, as the easiest building department to work with? How do we, as you talked about, government doesn't create jobs. People create jobs. Companies create jobs. Government is the soil. People are the seed that grows in the soil. So the soil can be healthy, nutritious, or toxic. I want our soil, our structure to be supportive of new businesses. And you want your business to start. Let's find a way to help you get that business started and not gouge you so much that you can't even get your business off the table. Maybe we take that impact fee and that whatever it is that we decide is necessary to collect, but we collect it over 5 years or 10 years. We don't make you pay it all at once so that because you don't have the money to do that and start your business. I think we need to be more flexible with that. I'm also disturbed with a lot of the impact fees that are incurred with change of occupancy. I want to open a restaurant and I'm doing it in a building that's not a restaurant and all of a sudden I'm hit with sewer fees and water fees and crazy, crazy fees that the city puts up. And I'm out of business in 2 years and it's reverts and I paid all those fees and it reverts back to an office building or something. And then the city had collected all that money for use that never happened. I would rather look back and see what was the use that happened in the past as opposed to what's the potential use in the future.
All right, let's go to the phones, Nick. You have a question for Julie.
Oh, well, I wanted to bring to your attention, Julie, that in 1994, I believe it was 94, the city of Reading sold the McConnell Foundation 201 acres across the river from Turtle Bay, straight across where the botanical gardens are right now, for $1.1 million. Now, they claim in the contract it says that's the appraised value, but after seeing the go-around with the Turtle Bay Hotel, you know, the appraisal could have been probably, you know, one way or the other quite a bit more. The thing is, the stipulation in the sale is the $1.2 million had to be used on a pedestrian bridge right there at Turtle Bay. Now, in my opinion, the city gave the McConnell Foundation 201 acres. Why doesn't the McConnell Foundation develop that instead of putting a botanical garden? That'd be a great place for their boutiques and their cafes and this and that. Instead, they want to go down and try and bully the Kutrases. Now, that piece of property, that river down there the Kutras owns, is wonderful and is a gem, and the city should have a say-so in how it's developed, but not dictated to the way I feel they are dictated to.
Okay, Nick.
Thank you
very much.
That's a good question. Personally, I mean, I love the botanical gardens, but I don't want to bully the Kutras family. I wanted to be partners with the Kutras family. I met with Chris and
go ahead.
Okay, sorry about that.
That's right.
So I met with Chris Kutras, like I said, a couple of months ago, and I see it as being a strategic partnership. How do we help? The city doesn't have the money, obviously, to invest, but the city provides the infrastructure down there for Park Marina and also the regulation on you know, impact fees and all the, on how things can be built. And I think we need to be thinking strategically out of the box. And just because a rule has been some way for years and we've always done it that way, that just doesn't settle well with me. I would really like us to be very think out of the box for that Park Marina. I don't want to bully the Kutras family. I want to partner with them. They want to do something fantastic down there as well. So they're motivated to do something well. They want to leave a legacy for the city. That's what Chris Kutras told me. They want to do something well, and they want to work with the city. So I have hopes for that area.
We are getting so many questions rolling through here that, you know, because the chat room is running so fast. So but I'm trying to grab them as they're going through here. But one of them says is that you wanted to talk about the business in the city changing their attitude, the different parts of the city government changing their attitude. But what are, you know, other specific ways that you think that the city could help grow the economy besides that?
And I think the other thing, too, and I didn't have a chance to bring this up earlier, and this is just core for me, is to look at what are other cities doing that are thriving. So, you know, Fresno's struggled with high economic, high unemployment, and they've struggled with their economy. But they, which would be wonderful to have, if you could get her on here, Irma Olguin, who owns Bitwise, she came up and did a presentation here a while ago. And, oh, my gosh, they started an incubator just a few years ago. Just a few people. They have that over 1,000 people in downtown
1,000 people, $400 million. And, by the way, that has to do with Shasta Venture Hub and the EDC.
Right.
And I can tell you right now, Joe McKenna, who has started CloudWise Academy, is at where she was 5 years ago or 6 years ago, whenever she started this thing, right here in this town.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to encourage that and support that in many different ways, and we can talk about that. Good catch. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Just a
couple of quick questions. One is, I'm trying to figure out how government ever helps business. We're 50 out of 50 in the worst place to do business in the United States. When you get on city council, you're also going to have to adhere to some state situations as far as businesses go. You're right that the restriction that we have with business, the fees, everything else, are so outrageous, it's ridiculous. We have a new police station, new police cars, new police equipment. We had a study done for $200,000 that you're saying was wrong, okay, even though they said we need five community officers, and that's what Rob Paletti said when he first got here. So my question is that in reality, maybe government getting out of the way is what would help. And by the way, the restaurants on the river, we better clean out all the homeless down there first before we put restaurants in there.
Okay, Terry. Thanks.
All right. Well, there was quite a bit there. First of all, I don't want to say that I think the Matrix plan was all wrong. There was actually a lot of good within the Matrix plan. I just didn't agree with all of it. So first of all, let me just clarify that because I don't want to go down as having said that. And we need a city government that's flexible, that's really listening to its business owners, that's you know, just really got their ear to the ground. And I want to be part of that. I you know, maybe we have regular town hall meetings. We have them for public safety. Maybe we have it for business development, where we hear from our business owners and hear what their need is. I personally have gone out and interviewed business owners because I'm coming from the medical profession. I'm a data collector. I want data. I want to know what are the barriers. So I've gone out. I've interviewed maybe 35. I've got surveys, and I can't say it's a statistically significant sample, but I've been asking them, what could the city do more of? What could the city do less of? Why are you doing your business in Shasta County? There's a lot of people who really like to do business here. So to say this is not a good place to do business, there's lots of people who are starting businesses. Over 50 new startups. You know, Tim Marinello with Catavol, he's already grown to 12 employees, just started a year ago. Garrett Viggers with Limelight Health, tech companies, grown to 34 employees in just a couple years. Rick Sabraka with Spiritus Solutions has created over 250 jobs in the tech sales and support-related area to tech. So there's areas of growth, and that's what we need to identify. Where are the businesses that are growing? What do they need? And they tell me, this is what they tell me they need. And I know Adam is interested in broadband, and that's a little bit down the list. That's a need in a smaller sector of businesses. But the biggest need is an inability to get a skilled worker, a highly skilled worker. You're growing your tech company, you need a high-end UI, UX developer. They're not here, so you have to recruit outside the area. So you go to the Bay Area or L.A., and people don't know Reading. We have not told our story well. We have not told our stories of success. So just some simple things like getting our stories, concerted branding and marketing of our city, telling the stories of success, focusing on the areas that are growing. We can't do everything, but what can Reading do well? What is Reading doing well? We have some areas of growth at the Venture Hub and in these new startups that are phenomenal.
And we should be looking at how Reading is in the top five places for IT in mm-hmm. the state for jumping off mm-hmm. right now. Reading, California.
I hadn't heard that statistic. That's awesome.
I saw that came
through. Well, wonderful.
And this should be what we're pushing out there, besides the fact we've got nice rivers. This is what we should be pushing, that we're on the verge of being able to jump up. Adrian, we're going to get to you in just a second. We have to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Head on down there. They have it all. They have locally owned, locally operated, great customer service, any type of pistol or long gun that you could possibly want, and the ammo to shoot it with, gunsmiths and instructions. We'll be right back after these messages, and Adrian, you'll be the first back.
Is there anything more relaxing on a warm summer day than your patio? Budget Blinds is locally owned and operated and knows how to make your outdoor space in our area as comfortable as possible. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds staff offers proper installation of patio shades and exterior window coverings, including solar shades, which can help you save on costly energy bills. Budget Blinds Reading Red Bluff also offers a variety of breathable fabrics and exterior window coverings, including window screens. Don't wait any longer. Give your patio or porch an upgrade with stylish, sturdy patio window coverings. Enjoy shades that gently filter passing breezes while perfectly complementing your outdoor theme. You'll relax on your patio or porch knowing you've got the perfect fit and highest quality service.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, It's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Redding at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
Just a small town girl. Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful Friday. It is Friday, so TGIF for many people. Of course, the Colt 45 games.
I'm going to the Colt 45 games.
Tonight, Linda, again.
Linda is going to a...
We redeemed this thing with the Cowboys for our Chicks and Chaps. In fact, I got my Chicks and Chaps shirt on. Which, of course, is an event for breast cancer awareness for the local chapters here, and the money stays local. So we all chipped in together. So let's talk about the serious aspect of that, too. So money went local. We had three parties that sold, starting with ours. So a group of us got together, and two of the Cowboys from that particular rodeo time donated their times to come in tonight. So we're gonna just, you know, have a fun time, and they're going to have a casino night.
And then while she's doing that, I'll be at the Colt 45s game.
And you'll pick me up. I've got a designated driver.
That's me. Anyway, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, Man's Last Stronghold, veteran-owned business, discounts for seniors and veterans, the best place in the world to get a haircut. I'll be down there today. Okay, we're here with Julie Winter, running for city council. And, you know, the breaks, everybody gets all, you know, hats are flying in the air and everything. Let's go to the phones. Adrian.
Hey.
Do you have a question for Ms. Winter?
Yeah, I do. I'm a young entrepreneur, and I really liked your analogy, Julie, about, you know, government being soil. It's like, you know, how can we, as the government, you know, get out of the way of ourselves and help promote business? And I was wondering, you know, if you could touch on, like, how you, being in city council and, you know, partnering with other folks here in town and kind of promote, you know, make it easier for people like me to start businesses and grow here.
That's a great point. So, and I mentioned earlier about it comes from the top. It comes from the council. It comes from our city manager, Kurt Starbin, and every department head that is looking at how do my policies interface with making the, it's the bottom line. We can make the dreams of our citizens come true? Because really that the government is there to support. We want to provide the infrastructure and support. We don't want to stomp on your dreams. We want to help you. And so that's an ideological change that I am going to drive once I'm on city council. And I'm very much going to drive that whole premise. And then, again, we got to come back and communicate with our business owners. What is it they need? Where are identifying the areas of growth, the businesses that are growing? We have some areas that are growing, others that aren't. And so let's focus on the ones that are growing. What do they need? Let's listen to them. I just don't see a lot of communication back and forth, really, between city government and business owners. How often do they get together? How often do they communicate? Is there an avenue for communication, public forums, town hall meetings? Love to see that, because, you know, the ideas come forth from the people, because really city government is you. It's me. It's us. We are city government. So we are the city. And so if we want to change the city, then get involved, step up and say, hey, we need to do this. And I'm going to listen to the citizens.
Well,
go ahead.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. They moved the listening to the citizens to the end.
Exactly what I was going to say.
Okay, well then.
No. I think a lot of people felt the air just taken right out of them.
Yeah, you know, the new city council voted, oh, yeah, we really want to listen to you all. By the way, it's at the end of the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, would you move that back?
I have no problems in moving it back. It needs to be there. That's the law. You have to have a public comment period for 30 minutes. Whether it's, if it's easier for people to be in the front, I'm fine with that. I would totally say that. I have
no problem.
It's 30 minutes.
At the most, it's 10 people.
Right, right. And the other thing I would love to see happen is more people attend city council meetings that come forward with really good strategic ideas. There's a lot of complaining, but not a lot of good plans that have come.
They'll stand up there in front and talk, and then there's no comments, and then they get 3 minutes. I agree with you. People need to go there, but people need to feel like they're being listened to.
Yeah.
And when they made that decision, for whatever reason, what it was telling people, well, you're not important enough. And I realized there was people there that were, you know, saying, you know, raucous things about, you know, about individuals and all that. Well, fine. You know, you can control that. Anyway.
I think the better point, though, is that's not a really good format for dialogue.
Right.
Because the city council, they can't respond to. It's like, I would love to be able to respond. You just had a question. Let's have a place of dialogue. There might be a better format where people actually come in. That's probably not the best place for it.
Maybe a city hall
meeting. I think so.
On a regular basis.
Right.
Now,
right.
I have this. We're talking about the big thing here is the proposed city tax or the tax for safety, public safety tax. One of the questions you and I discussed it during the during a break is it will be voted on as a measure where it's 50 plus one, but there's another initiative that goes along with it that says it'll be all be spent on public safety.
Correct.
Now,
do
you promise to keep that initiative that
I'm
you will
looking
spend
you
it
in
all,
the eye, Carl,
and you will spend it all on public safety and not let it be used for homelessness or anything else?
I am going to look you in the eye, Carl, and say I will make sure, if I'm elected to city council, that money is spent, all of it, on public safety. The community has said this is what they want. The community has voted this in. As an elected official, I need to do what the community has said they wanted. And if I don't, dang it, vote me out. And at some level, you have to trust your city government to do what you elect them to do. And if they don't do it, like I said in my article, vote them out. It's not a lot of money. I calculated out my own budget. For me, personally, it's maybe a Starbucks coffee a month.
No, and I understand
that. It's not that much.
But the point is, people do need to trust their government, that things were said before that didn't happen. So the question was, okay, it's $11 million. Would that be added on top of the budget that's already there to be able to handle all this stuff and not be taken out of the back end?
I would be grieved to see that being done, being taken out of the back end.
But you would fight that.
I would fight that.
Okay.
I would fight that.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. You heard it here, everybody.
Yeah.
I would hope that you'd resign if you did, but that's okay. I'll go for recall. All right, Julie Winter. Okay, you got like 3 minutes here.
Okay.
Give us a wrap up.
Okay. Well, I just want to say we have an amazing city. I love this city. I'm committed to the city. I plan on living out all my days here, and I'm many things, but the thing I am the most is a mom. And so I think generationally, and I'm thinking of my kids and my grandkids that are here, and will they have a future here? And I want to create a city that has a future for our kids. And so that means we need a vibrant economy. That means we need public safety. It's hard for businesses to thrive when there isn't public safety. People don't feel safe. All of these kinds of things are interconnected. And I want to just encourage the citizenry to get involved, because you know what? It doesn't take, the research shows it takes 0.1% of the population to change any issue in the city. And that for Reading is 90 people. If you have 90 people on one issue saying, we're going to do this, like whatever it is, we're going to, you know, we're going to change impact. You have 90 people driving it. You're going to change it. And so that's when I want to say, don't just complain, get in there and do. I'm not interested in talking. I'm interested in doing. That's the way I've lived. I'm not interested in this position because I need a title or I need something else to do. I got plenty on my plate. I really want to change the city. So I got an agenda. I got a plan for that. And I'm in all the way.
As long as it's not a hidden agenda, we're okay.
I have no hidden agenda, yeah. I have no conflicts other than what's inside, internal, I suppose.
You can find out more about Julie Winter by going to her website, juliewinter.com. She's got where she stands, her vision for Reading, the issues, articles that she's written, as well as that have been written about her, how to take action. And it's a really good, informative website. So go to juliewinter.com. And we appreciate so much you being our guest
today.
Thank
you. Thank you. We're going to change the city. I believe it.
Well, next Monday, we have a choice of who's going to be, not a choice, but we have a question about who's going to be the guest. We have two guests for Monday, and we're going to find out right after this show which one it's going to be.
Okay.
And either one of them, though, will be outstanding.
But you'll post it.
I'm going to post it.
Well, on
and
Facebook.
Listen, I'll post it on Facebook, and you can listen to our commercials, because I'll be telling everybody then what it's going to be about. But, Julie, thanks a lot. It's a is it tougher than you thought?
Oh, it's fun being on the radio. I love the interaction. Love getting the word out.
How about running for election?
Running for it's a lot of work. Oh my goodness, it's a lot of work. But you know what? It's fun. It's fascinating, and I love meeting the people in the community. That's the best thing.
Okay.
Right.
Hey, it's good guys against the bad guys out there. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. What was speculation yesterday is reality today. Donald Trump has chosen Indiana Governor Mike Pence as his running mate. Rice University's Robert Stein says choice makes a lot of sense given Pence's experience in Congress.
Some of the other choices that were being mentioned, Newt Gingrich and Chris Christie, didn't seem to be what I will call enhancing choices. They gave really nothing other than maybe some insider experience.
Pence, a staunch conservative, served six terms in Congress, could help President Trump in his dealings on Capitol Hill. Trump plans a news conference tomorrow morning. French police have raided an apartment in Nice following the terror attack that left 84 people dead, including an American father and son. The attacker used an 18-ton truck as his weapon, driving through a crowd of people celebrating Bastille Day before being shot dead by police. The suspect doesn't appear to have ties to...